This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. BP is working to figure out how to fix a leaky North Slope pipeline that has sprayed an oily mist over 27 acres of snow-covered tundra. State officials say the release of natural gas, water, and crude oil was found during routine inspections Monday. Governor Sean Parnell says he was seriously concerned about charges of misconduct in the Alaska National Guard that arose in 2010, but lacked specifics to act until this February. He told APRN he's frustrated Alaskans in the Guard do not feel protected and that it took so long to get the information he says he needed before calling for a federal investigation. Both the Anchorage and Alaska Chambers of Commerce say they had nothing to do with the ads the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has running this week in Alaska's U.S. Senate race. The ads hit Mark Begich and support Republican challenger former Attorney General Dan Sullivan. Sullivan's older brother Frank Sullivan, an Ohio manufacturer of Rust-Oleum, is on the U.S. Chamber's board of directors. A psychologist who has studied happiness around the world says Inuit in Greenland were happiest when they were engaged in traditional cultural activities, and that suggests a remedy to issues the Alaska Native community faces. Dr. Biswas Diener says his research in Israel, Kenya, and among the Amish, the homeless in Oakland, California, and sex workers in Calcutta shows cultures differ in the type of happiness they aspire to.
More collectivistic cultures that are or more connection-oriented, they like peace and harmony, and more individualistic cultures like eagerness and enthusiasm and joy.
When asked how happiness might tie into issues such as violence, suicide, and alcoholism among Alaska Natives, Biswas Diener says he saw similar problems among the Inuit in Greenland.
It's not, of course, something endemic to Native culture itself. It's rather the loss of Native culture or the shift in Native culture that seems to be so problematic.
He says when working with the Inuit in Greenland, he asked about their happiness not only when they were at home watching television, for example, but also when they were hunting from kayaks or fishing.
And we really found that when they were engaged in their traditional activities, they were in flow, they, you know, lost track of time, that they were incredibly engaged. And to the extent that the culture was intact, that seemed very, very healthy.
Biswas Diener says everyone has to grapple with the realities of modern-day life, and he would urge Alaska Natives to also maintain their traditions.
I think that it's up to especially the younger generation to sort of gobble up twice as much culture. I think that there is an obligation to honor your parents. I think there is an obligation to try and steep yourself in the tradition so that they're not lost, at the same time as it's probably okay to play video games or watch modern movies.
Biswas Diener says the main question for people in his field, of course, is to find out what does make people happy. He says they've looked at gender, age, health, income, and education, which all have some effect on happiness. But he says the biggest indicator of happiness is solid social relationships.
The happiest people seem to have really solid connections, people they can trust, people they could call for help in the middle of the night, people who support them, that they can share their vulnerabilities with. And the least happy people simply do not have this. So if you're looking at increasing your own happiness, I always recommend invest in others.
Biswas Diener is the author of several books on topics such as happiness and confidence, success, and social change. He's an instructor at Portland State University and a consultant. Alaska Permanent Capital Management brought him to Anchorage to give a talk last Monday on happiness in the workplace. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.